The King Soopers grocery store in Boulder that was the site of a mass shooting nearly a year ago is set to reopen today. The store has been redesigned, according to the Daily Camera, including a space for a memorial garden honoring the 10 people who were killed March 22nd. Employees of the store and community members gave their thoughts about the redesign. The ceremony will be held at 9 this morning. There were early warning signs about the behavior of a man who was arrested in Boulder last week after he allegedly sent an 800-page document threatening violence. 31-year-old Matthew Harris was arrested last Tuesday by Boulder police after they evacuated schools and issued a shelter-in-place order for residents in the vicinity of 900 Broadway. Officials at UCLA had notified Boulder that a former lecturer had made threats against people in the philosophy department there. The Associated Press reports that Harris was described by former classmates in graduate programs at Duke and Cornell as engaging in harassment of some women and at least one case of sexual harassment. Current and former students at those schools and UCLA claim that the three institutions were negligent in allowing Harris's conduct. Harris appeared in federal court in Denver yesterday and did not speak. A judge ordered that he remain in custody at least until his next hearing in about 2 weeks. At yesterday's Boulder Valley School District board meeting, some parents urged officials to drop mask mandates. However, the district has said they will continue to follow health guidance. Currently, Boulder County Public Health requires masks for students 2 and older and for staff in schools and child care facilities. That requirement also applies to St. Vrain Valley schools. While cases are decreasing in Boulder County and the state, a member of Colorado's COVID-19 modeling team said on Monday that it's premature to get rid of masks because the virus remains widespread and many children are unvaccinated. Additionally, the American Academy of Pediatrics continues to recommend masks for everyone over 2 in schools. As of February 1st, the Boulder County's rate of infection had dropped to just over 13% from over 24% about a month ago. The Boulder Valley Board has scheduled an update from health officials on February 22nd. The embattled clerk and recorder in Mesa County was arrested yesterday on allegations that she used an iPad to record a court hearing on Monday. Tina Peters was in the courtroom during a criminal hearing in the case against her deputy clerk. Peters told the judge she was not recording the proceedings after he had told those in the courtroom that he would take action against someone if they were doing so. 9 News reports an arrest warrant describes the witnesses in the courtroom. That witnesses in the courtroom saw Peters using the device either to record the hearing or attempt to record it, and she stopped when she was discovered. If Peters did lie to the judge, she could be charged with giving false information to a public official in an attempt to influence him, which is a felony. Peters, a Republican, is being investigated by various agencies since last year, one of which is by a grand jury into alleged tampering with election equipment, including that Peters allowed unauthorized access to machines during an update of software. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that another arrest warrant is to be issued for Peters, alleging that she obstructed justice when she interfered with officers' attempts to seize her iPad. The city of Colorado Springs will pay nearly $3 million to settle a civil lawsuit brought by the family of Devon Bailey, a 19-year-old black man who was shot in the back 4 times by police in 2019. The killing sparked many protests. A grand jury investigated the 2 officers' conduct in the incident, but according to the Gazette, rejected filing charges. Without admitting wrongdoing, the city also agreed to engage in anti-bias training so that race plays no role in the officers' perceptions of risk. It also requires the city to identify personnel who may require training and to improve performance, among other measures. In a statement, Bailey's mother, Delisha Searcy, said that she hoped the settlement would prevent similar deaths. Mari Newman, an attorney for the family, said that the very fact that so many big cases are being brought against the city of Colorado Springs demonstrates that they need to change their conduct. The city paid $175,000 last week to end an excessive force case that arose out of a Black Lives Matter protest in 2020, and it also agreed to pay a settlement in another racial discrimination case last year. The town of Superior has announced that it's bypassing its reservoir in order to determine why the water is still tasting and smelling like smoke since the Marshall Fire at the end of December. KDVR reports that both CU and CSU have tested water samples over the last few weeks. Superior's Public Works Director said that light to moderate smoke was detected. However, the water is not toxic and is safe to drink. Still, complaints are being received. Water will be supplied instead from the Northern Water Pipeline to their treatment plant, a temporary fix which could last months. Today's weather will have sunny skies with highs around 50 and overnight lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs a bit warmer in the low 50s. Forecasters are saying that on Friday, there's a chance of snow around lunchtime. Right now, it's 38 in Boulder, 32 in Denver, and 30 in Fort Collins. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.